From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 11th at 8:55. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. We've got higher trade in the grain markets here, cautiously higher. We do have a WASD crop report, the February crop report, out at 11 a.m. Central. And so that could have a definite effect on prices. But right now we are higher with March corn up 2.5 cents at 494 even. May corn futures up 2.5. 507, July up 2 at 509.5, and December futures up 0.25 cents at 471.5. On the bean side of the equation, also marginally higher with March beans up 0.5 cents, 1050 even. That's 4.5 off of earlier highs. May beans up 0.75 cents at 1066.25. July beans up 1.5 at 1082, with the August up 1.5 at 1077. November beans up 1.5 at 1059 even. Soy products mixed. March soy meal down 10 cents a ton, $300.40 a ton, with the March soy oil up 37 points at 46.10. Gains in the wheat market as well. March Chicago up 4.75 cents at 585.25. The May up 4.25, 596.75. July up 3.75 at 608.25. March Kansas City wheat up 2.75 at 599.5. New crop July Kansas City up 2.25 at 618.75. In the front month March, Minneapolis wheat up 2.25 at 627.5. In the case of the livestock markets, we're seeing some additional losses in the cattle market. We saw a higher day yesterday, but we're now fully at least $11 off of the highs from just a week and a half ago. February live cattle down 242 right now at 199.45. That's about 30 cents off of the lows so far. April down 272 at 195.35. June live cattle down 255 at 190.65. And the August down 247, 187.90. March feeders down $3.30 at 262.82, with the April's down 337, 264.37. May feeders down 345 at 262.87. The hog market is a little bit higher here. February lean hogs up 62 at 88.32. The April's up 50 at 92.12. June lean hogs up a dime at 104.07. And the August are currently down 15 at 103.87. Outside markets are a mixed bag here as well. We do have gold is down $5.20 an ounce at 29.29, but that is well off, $22 off of the earlier lows. Crude oil up 89 cents a barrel at 72.90, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 38 degrees and a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, northeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, snow likely, mixing with sleet or freezing rain at times in a high of 31 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible with higher amounts to the north and west. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with snow tapering off in a low of 17 degrees, north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 22 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
The National Weather Service has a hazardous weather advisory, a winter weather advisory, starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That starts at 6 a.m. Wednesday morning through Thursday across central Illinois. Periods of snow and sleet or freezing rain is expected. Counties include Champaign, DeWitt, Macon, Piatt, Vermilion, and Christian, and roads could be hazardous if the sleet and the snow comes as expected. Around Champaign and Urbana, it's not expected until tomorrow afternoon, but you can stay up to date on your forecast and current weather conditions 24/7 at ipmnewsroom.org. 1A is next on AM 580, Classic Mornings on FM 90.9, and R&B Music on Illinois Soul. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.